This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Now, before we get this show started, we just want to do a little bit of a plug.
Yeah.
This episode of XOXO Gossip Kings is brought to you by the TV I Say podcast, brought to you by
XOXO,
brought to you by Athletic Greens, brought to you by
Enjoy.
But it's also brought to you by Patra's Sponges.
Check
antibacterial Thai. Thai or Korean? What'd you say?
Korean yarn, but
Korean yarn.
She's Thai.
She's Thai woman. She's a Thai. She's Thai and she's fly. And these sponges are made by none other than Rochelle's mom.
Yeah.
Patra.
Shout out to Patra.
You won't take my sponge.
You won't take my sponge.
You won't take my sponge.
Look how pretty they are. Now let me tell you something. I just downgraded my place and I lost my washing machine. So I gotta wash them shits. Hand wash. And this, I couldn't need a sponge more than anything right now. And I, you know what, the one thing I hate about sponges is they get moldy.
Yeah.
And they get moldy and they hurt my soul. Yeah. But these sponges, tell it what you said to me, Rochelle, about it.
It's Korean yarn, antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
Antibacterial Korean yarn, so you can use them for a very long time. Now, Rochelle is going to set up an Instagram for Patrick's Sponges, and that's where you can purchase these sponges. So they can't take your sponge.
They can't take my sponge.
Look
how pretty they are.
But I'm going to use these. See, I do have a dishwasher.
Yeah,
at
you
my house,
wash
it. And I never unload it. So I just wash the dishes. I just put certain things in there and just wash everything over and over again.
I used to do that shit, too. I'd be like, this one plate. I feel like if they could talk, they'd be like, if this nigga don't get me out of the washing machine, I'll be getting washed up, washed over.
My shit is clean. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you go into my dishwasher to grab something, it's spotless because it's been washed 40 times.
We had an argument about this in the room. Do you wash your, do you use soap when you wash your dishes before you put it in a dishwasher?
Or I usually just rinse off problematic food.
Then you throw it in there?
Food that's racist.
Yeah,
food that's
food
sexist.
That doesn't use the pronouns correctly.
Food that doesn't use pronouns correctly. Food that still listens to R. Kelly.
Let me tell you something. These sponges are progressive as fuck.
Yeah.
Each one of these sponges goes to Rochelle's college fund.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go buy one and get her in school. But I'm being serious. Like, I really needed this. I really did. It's crazy that your mom's making these because I really need a sponge right now.
I've been trying to figure out.
There's a bunch of dishes in my sink right now.
I do have sponges, and my sink is also full, and I'm just about to load it up with the clean dishes already and wash them again. But certain things that I cannot use in no dishwasher.
Yeah.
My cast iron pans.
Yeah, that's perfect for that.
I'll be cooking. And my cast iron pans, I cannot put in a dishwasher because that ruins them.
Yeah.
So I have to wash those by hand, you know? I just fried some fish the other day in the cast iron, you know? You got to pour the oil in the bag, take
so
it outside.
So you fry your fish in a cast iron? What kind of fish you had?
What type of fish was that? It was not grouper.
What do you think of tilapia? Not fucking with it.
I used to fine.
It was like the easy one when I was broke, you know?
Well, we live in Los Angeles.
No disrespect.
We live in Los Angeles, so it's hard
to get tilapia?
No, it's easy to get tilapia.
Oh,
it's
what
hard
are you
to
saying?
Get other types of fish that fry well.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's like I go to Vons, and they got fish like rockfish. I don't want to
fry I don't want all fish. That. Like, I want cat. No. If I'm going to fry fish, I want it to be catfish.
Catfish, whiting, snapper, fishes like that. Fish that we catch back home.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, it's hard to find
a
lot of fish. So I think I did fry tilapia.
When I was on food stamps, I would get tilapia all the time, fry that shit. But now I'm like, that shit was nasty. I mean, it wasn't
nasty.
Fine.
It was fine the way I made it the other day. Very fine.
But which one did you do the other day?
Tilapia.
That's what you did in the cast iron?
Yeah, I'm still broke. remember what you said? What you just said? You coastal elite?
I know. I'm a coastal elite. Everybody, You won't take my soul.
You won't take my coast.
Okay.
But with that being said, I need to clean my cast iron pots in the sink. Mm-hmm. Just I use a little bit of soap. Some people use salt. I've tried the salt thing.
Yeah, I use salt when I clean mine.
You can use the salt. I use just a little bit of dish soap, a little bit of water, and scrub it up, and you know, dry it very well, and then season it again.
Yeah,
with oil. These will be perfect for that.
Yeah,
Patrick sponges. Instagram coming
soon.
Is that
what it's called? What's she call it?
I don't know yet. I think maybe Patrick sponges is great.
Patrick sponges is pretty solid. Well, you can find a new name for him.
I like Patrick sponges. Let's see.
Feels good on the skin.
Yeah, it's not rough on
it's
you.
It's not rough on your hands when you're washing.
It's pleasing to look at.
It's got a little. You can hook these up to the doorknob. But
it
your cabinet
reminds me of like characters from Dr. Seuss book. They have like that energy.
I'm about to use the crap out of these. Okay, you won't take my sponge.
You won't take my sponge. Now back to our regular program.
Now back to regular scheduled programming. It is time for another episode of XOXO Gossip Kings. Yeah. To
let
my
me tell
left.
You something. We bring that bell because you ain't gonna hear it at all during this episode. Because this episode was so weak.
Oh, interesting.
You liked it?
Interesting.
I definitely was like, Carl's gonna hate this. Because last time you were like, I hate this fucking Armie Hammer character.
Yeah. That is him, ain't it?
Yeah, that's Armie Hammer. Arm and Hammer.
I didn't realize that was him. He's a scary looking guy. You know what I mean?
Well, he looks like he's got. My first time I seen him was in the Facebook movie.
Me too.
So he's kind of like he just seems evil, like, you know.
Yeah, both him and his twin brother.
So was that his twin brother? Or was he playing both of those characters?
I think he's playing both characters.
He's playing both characters.
He's you won't take my army.
He's heir to that company.
Yeah, yeah. We ain't talked about. Remember?
We talked about that on this show.
On this show last week.
What podcast is this?
Yeah.
I do too many.
Your podcast is mixed up.
Yeah,
remember we were all
talking.
We had a whole conversation how he was Arm & Hammer Foundation. Oh, maybe you weren't here actually.
I was here. I've always been here.
No, I mean you. Maybe it might have been before you got here.
I remember
me and Casey were talking about it.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I remember having this conversation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's the heir to the. And we're trying to figure out if they named him after the Arm & Hammer or. Like, was it around the same time, or is it a pure coincidence that his name is Army?
No, like, I think his grandpa is, like, Armand. Oh. His name is Armand Hammer.
No, I'm saying Armand Hammer was created before they bought Armand Hammer. You know what I'm saying?
That's his grandfather's company.
No, they bought it from somebody.
You kidding?
Yeah. They acquired the company Armand Hammer. So it's like almost like they were like, it'd be like if I was like, my last name is Woods. And I, like, bought the forest because my last name is Woods. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Okay, so Arm & Hammer was a business magnate. Known for
what the fuck is a magnate? What the fuck you call me? The fuck you call me?
But his great-grandson is Armie Hammer.
Yeah, but see how they invented Arm & Hammer. How did that come about? Who came up with the name of it?
Let me look that up. Arm... And
you won't take my hammer. You won't take my hammer or my army.
You won't take my Thor. You won't take my Thor.
But yeah,
Arm & Hammer.
That's what Casey told me last week.
Owner, Church and Wright, 1846. Arm & Hammer. Wow, that's nuts. That dude's. Oh yeah. It is often claimed that the brand name originated with tycoon Arm & Hammer. However, the Arm & Hammer brand was in use 31 years before Hammer was born.
Yeah.
Hammer was so often asked about the Church & Wright brand that he attempted to buy the company.
Right.
While unsuccessful, Hammer's Occidental Petroleum acquired enough stock for him to join the Church & Dwight board of directors in 1986.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that'd be like...
He died like 4 years later.
Yeah, so it was like the last thing he did. And then Arm & Hammer's like, I just took your soul. Sorry.
So his name...
That was fucked up. Rest in peace.
His name was a coincidence.
It'd be like, you know that restaurant Tart over on in By
like,
Grove?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, go ahead and buy it because you keep seeing it. And
it's just closed now.
Really? You should buy it and bring it back. Call it Tart's Playground.
Buying a restaurant in this city is one of the worst investments you can make.
It's the best thing you can do in New York City, let me tell you that. Because I just came from New York.
How was that trip? How was your trip?
Oh, man. So check it out. I saw his history in the making. Speaking of, like, history, I go to Rhode Island. First of all, Rhode Island is a beautiful place. With a lot of white people. I think I was the only black person in the entire city. I don't know. I was counting. There was a lot of Latinos, but they were like from the city, you know, from Providence. But like, so I'm going to the festival because I love folk music. And guess who comes out? So I go see the headliner of the whole festival is Brandi Carlile and some friends, right? And you know, when they say "and friends," you don't know who's going to come out.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy usually.
Yeah, and then I see the legend, Joni Mitchell, come out of on stage. And it was amazing. Everybody went nuts. People were like crying and shit. It was wild because she ain't been on stage in like 20 years. It's like 19 or something like 1980 or something like that. I don't know how to do that math, but she ain't been on stage in a long time. And then she sung, and they turned the whole stage into a living room, and they just did this jam, and it was all jamming. So that was amazing. That was like history, because the Newport, for those who don't know, Newport Folk Festival is the same festival that Bob Dylan got booed at when he put electric guitar for the first time. So it's like this is like a real historic festival, and like Joni Mitchell used to play there all the time. So it was like, I feel like I was like, it was exactly what I wanted to see. Exactly, it was exactly why I went there. So anyway, that was awesome. And then I got spotted for Yo Ass. It was funny too, because I had seen all these people. Well, I got two spotted. So first spotted, I seen your girl, Tisha Campbell.
Wow.
Got to kick it with her from Martin. Super nice, real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like just really like, I was like late because I don't know my way around New York City. And I was like riding the train and just always late everywhere. And then when I got there, I kind of felt embarrassed because I was like, damn, they've been here for like an hour. But they made me feel so welcome. They were like, he's here, and like hugged me and stuff. And I was like, man, this is tight. I'm hanging with motherfucking Tisha Campbell from fucking...
Where was y'all at?
We were in Harlem. SO Wine Bar in Harlem. I forgot what it was called.
How does Echo know her?
I don't know. Echo was like, come to Harlem tonight. And I was like, cool. And then he texts me, he's like, just so you know, Tisha Campbell's gonna be there. And I'm like, say less. I'll be right there.
Say less. Got to when you get an opportunity to meet Tisha Campbell, you got to do
go.
It. Let me tell you something. A side story, this is before we start doing the pod, so it's an old spotted.
Mm-hmm.
But a Tisha Campbell adjacent story. One night, I'm in the Roger Room, which is a cocktail bar.
Yeah, I know that spot.
Next to the Largo at the Coronet. Place we do shows at.
Mm-hmm.
And walks Tashina Arnold.
Oh, yeah, my girl. I love her.
And she's with a guy. And for those of you who don't know, you've been living under a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold are like best friends for 40 years, basically. Mm-hmm. Long time.
Yeah.
They met on the set of Little Shop of Horrors. And then they were on Martin together for all those years. And then they've done other stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But she walks in, and she's with a guy,
mm-hmm.
and the guy is Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. But you didn't know him at the time?
I knew who he was. This is recent.
Oh, you're saying this is recent. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not, like, super recent. It was before we started doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
It was before we started doing this show. Uh-huh. But she walks in with Anthony Mackie, and there's this dude there. This guy keeps coming up to Anthony Mackie,
mm-hmm.
like fanning out, kind of.
Right.
But in a way that's like a Hollywood fan out, like probably trying to like, you know, connect and network. And,
right.
And they're with Tashina Arnold, and he's kind of like icing Tashina Arnold.
Uh-huh.
While he's trying to talk to Anthony Mackie. And I'm looking at Anthony Mackie every time the guy, Anthony Mackie's being real nice to him,
mm-hmm.
but clearly like they're just trying to have drinks.
Right, right.
And they also with two other friends, and they're just like, we're just trying to chill. But this mm-hmm. guy keeps walking up, and he keeps being like, the movie, the most annoying dude who's like, I just want to say one more thing. And he's fanning out over Anthony Mackie, and I see their faces. Mm-hmm. Every time this guy walks away, they're like, frustrated by him. And then every time he comes by, he keeps, and then one time, like, it was like almost like a thing with the other guys, that other guy may have been Tashina's like security or like mm-hmm. her caretaker or something, where he like touched Tashina on the shoulder, and dude was like, hey, my man, come on. And then it was like, I don't want to, like, racialize it, mm-hmm. but it was like the white dude that you're like, you're too close, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're doing too much.
Yeah.
And also you're like kind of disrespecting this legendary woman.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, you know, and this guy's a superhero. He deserves the respect, but like, right. leave him alone, man.
But Tashina's been in the game way longer.
Exactly. Say hello to him. Mm-hmm. He said hello back. He was nice to you. Go on about your business, man. Go on your date.
Yeah.
Like, go do what you're doing. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah, there's nothing else. It's only one interaction.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like,
if somebody's nice, words of the wise. If somebody's nice, say what's up to him. They like that, usually, for the most part. You got to read body languages and things like that. He said what's up to him. Anthony Mackie was really nice to him, shook his hand in the time of COVID, too.
Yeah.
Like, shook his hand. Like, that's it, man. That's all you get.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's so much.
Yeah.
That's a huge. Remember, like, when you met Scottie Pippen and he looked at your penis?
When Scottie Pippen looked at my penis, that was in the time of COVID.
Yeah. In that, the time of cholera.
In love, in the penis looking, in the time of COVID.
Have you seen that movie, Rochelle? Penis looking in a time of cholera. It's very romantic.
Very romantic.
Yeah. You just, you know, it's like, and it was interesting. You know, I think people want to just have a good time, but it's like, I think people like to be noticed. Like I noticed, you know, like there were some people coming up to Keisha. Not Keisha, Tisha. And she would be like, they would be like, oh my God, you're Tisha Campbell. And she would be like, they would walk away. It was like the first time where I could see both ends of it, right? Because I'm like, oh, I wonder how she really feels about this.
Yeah.
Because she's being nice. And then when the person left, she's like, that's so nice. Like, it's like, she actually liked it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not like, but if you come back and you bother them, then it's like, I think it's like anybody else. Like, you just don't want to disrespect people.
Yeah, it's cool to, trust me. I'm just now getting it at the level that I get it now. It's cool to be recognized for your work.
Yeah.
It's cool for somebody to say, hey, man, I really enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
But then once it becomes a, like, you now become entitled to that person's time. And it's like, well, hey, man, would you want somebody up in here bothering you while you trying to eat? Or are you trying to, like, really, like, coming back? Like, if you a plumber, you'd be like, hey, man, I enjoyed the work you did on my toilet.
Yeah.
And then you come back and go, man, the way you took all this shit out of my septic tank.
Yeah. Man. And another thing, I've been to a whole lot of toilets in a public space, and I've never flushed as good as this.
Yeah.
Okay, so check out this other spot that I got.
Oh, man.
So I went to meet up with my homie, JD. Remember, you know, JD Amato?
JD Amato. Shout out to JD Amato.
The coolest man in show business. And he was like, we had a little lunch together up in... where was he at? Greenpoint, which I think is like a cool area. I don't know. I don't know shit about New York. I've been there a million times. I still don't understand the city.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But then I'm sitting there and I look over and guess who I see? It was Tony Shalhoub. That's who I
really?
See.
Really?
Yeah. Mom? And he was with a bunch of black people, which I thought was cool.
Wow. Tony Shalhoub kicks with black people. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first on the XOXO Kings. And I'll tell you what, I didn't know what to expect, but that was like a real spot it, because I was like, definitely didn't expect to see him right there. Because I just looked over and I was like, that's that motherfucker from...
Monk.
The Monk.
The Monk.
He be eating the Monk. And he be eating the Monk. Whatever he was like. Nah. We looked over and Tony Shalhoub was like... Excuse me, I need to go eat the Monk. Do you like this episode, you whack ass nigga? I don't understand. You know what's funny? I'm so empathetic that, like, when I'm watching, I'm thinking about if you're gonna like it or not. Like, I'm like, I feel like Carl's gonna hate this episode. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
There are moments. I'm not empathetic, y'all. I'm not thinking about any of y'all while I'm watching the show. No, just playing.
Like, I'm taking this in and wondering how I feel about it.
There were moments of this episode that I definitely was like, oh, like, it had me perked up, you know?
Yeah.
I was eating my protein oatmeal.
Well, let's talk about it then. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right. So, this episode is titled Southern Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Why did I trip over that? Southern Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
What is that movie? Do anybody know?
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Oh, well, that was easy.
Yeah, this was not a great one.
Yeah. I never heard of that movie.
They should have called it like Gentlemen.
The Gentlemen.
I don't know. I don't have a title.
They should have called it Arm and Hammer.
On my feet, huh?
Army and Hammer.
Army Hammer. Hey, this episode should have been titled, hey, can y'all believe this is Army Hammer?
Yeah.
His name is just that, as opposed to
that is insane. That is insane. That is insane. But that's a fun anecdote to be like, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I created the Arm and Hammer.
Yeah.
No, actually it existed before. My family just acquired it in the 1980s.
31 years
and
before.
Then I died 4 years later.
Wowee. So Nate and Blair walking through the village.
Yeah,
they getting it in. They back together. Back together again.
Yeah, they kikiing out in the. Yeah. And thinking about college. She's going to NYU now.
She's going to NYU. He's going to Columbia. They're two different parts of the city, apparently.
Yeah.
How big is New York for real?
Man, that shit is huge, bro. After being there, also, you know what I realized? They don't never ride the subway. It was funny they brought it up in this episode, but I was like, when I was thinking about like going to locations that the show films at, and I was like. these people don't ever ride the subway, which is insane because the subway is hella efficient in New York. I had a great time in New York, by the way. I went to the Met to go kick it at the steps where the Minions kick it at. I was in the Upper East Side chilling. That's about it. I mean, I was only there a couple of days.
Where'd you stay in New York?
Oh,
you
stayed at the Ace Hotel in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Which was super dope. But it had a train going underneath, and so every 5 minutes it'd be like,
you hear the train?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's like a weird thing because I'm like, how do I complain about this? Because it's clear that there's nothing they can do about it. Yeah, but it definitely was like frustrating.
What you want us to do?
But it was great. Yeah, I loved New York. I saw my boy Echo. He took me to this cool ass little cafe in little Soho. I went to shopping. It was great. I had a great. I think it was the first time it's not like I hate New York, but I just never really vibe in it sometimes. I think I'm just too Southern and I prefer blondes.
Yeah. Southern gentlemen prefer blondes. And New York is notoriously known for brunettes.
But I think it's because I'm older and I'm like, didn't feel pressure to like do a lot. And it made me just kind of like the city. And I was
that's
like,
that's how I was
like
when
this.
I went a couple weeks ago too for work. It definitely was like, oh. And I stayed in the area that I like, because I don't like all New York. I'll just say it. We've talked about it on this pod a million times how we don't care for New York. We both are Southern people who have now settled in the West. and I...
5-0 goes West over here.
Yeah, New York for me, But
yeah,
this time I did hang out in Soho.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie to you, that like Soho was pretty. I was like, oh,
and
okay.
Harlem was cool. This is my first time hanging in Harlem, too. Mm-hmm. Harlem reminded me of Atlanta. It was like a kind of like a, like it's all, everything's all gentrified now, but at least Harlem felt like a black, like successful town, which is kind of dope. Yeah, I think I'm just getting it now. I'm hanging it out.
Did you notice that when you went shopping, did you go shopping in Soho?
Yeah.
People over there dress like Rochelle.
Yeah.
Everybody's dressed trendy.
I love the fashion in New York, by the way. I feel like that's the first time I went somewhere and I was like, when I would look at a girl walking by, I'm like sincerely looking at their outfit.
But everybody ain't dressed good out there. It's certain areas.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go to other places and you're like, what the fuck is that?
You go to Hell's Kitchen, they looking
it's
crazy.
It's hot as hell out here. Why are you wearing Tim's? But in Soho, everybody was like, everybody's shades are like super thin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the sign of cool.
Yeah.
What's your thinnest pair of shades, Rochelle? How thin are they? Oh, you got them with you right now.
You want to pull out some
sunglasses
shades.
That do not
you
protect her from UV
shades.
Light.
No, they don't.
Look, see?
I know. Thanks. Rochelle's cool as hell.
Rochelle is very cool.
You been in New York?
I've been like 2 or 3 times for work.
Yeah, you would love it there. You would fit in real well.
You'll fit in.
Let me just say, I do like New York. I like the city. I think the reaction me and Carl have is like, I feel like New York gets so much love and it just takes away from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I want to see the South get more love. And that's how I became a filmmaker, to do that. And then, but I also really like New York music, too. So
New York music?
I like New York. I like that song that goes, New York, I don't know. That goes, New York, New York, is a hell of a town.
Anthony works in the grocery store. Saving his pennies for someday.
And you gonna love me.
That's a New York song.
I don't know, Dreamgirls is a Broadway.
That's true. All right, back to the episode. We got a job to do,
this
okay?
Whack-ass episode.
We're getting paid millions of pennies to talk about this show. Listen, she don't want to get on that fucking subway, and I don't blame her, because let's just talk about New York for a second.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But she don't want to get on that subway. I hate the subway. So Roof come in. They in the antique store. He's like, man, get this. Roof got bread.
He's
like,
in his bag.
Who you think you is, Roof? You got bread now?
Yeah.
He's like, man, the loft is about to sell for 3 times what I paid for.
Yeah, he's like, I'm feeling cakey. Let's go.
And of course,
you want
Dan
this hat?
Has
he got to put on the hat. Let me try it on.
Let me try on a little. What's this, a fedora?
Yeah. He was in a good-ass mood.
He was in a good mood. And it was, what am I trying to say? It was, Dan had the shit on it.
Like, yeah.
You sure? So the recession ain't hit you?
Yeah,
you sure
yeah.
you gonna sell it?
Yeah.
Man, Dan, shut up, man. Let this man be happy for a second. He looking at the ring. He's seeing a ring that he might wanna, you know,
ask to propose to
it. I'm
like,
catch it.
Yeah.
Kids see it, they're like,
they hella nosy. Like, this ain't getting, also, why were they so shocked? Like, of course he's gonna ask her to marry him.
Yeah, he's been wanting this woman for 30 years.
That's what I'm saying. That was no humdinger to me. That was just like, okay. It's time for y'all to wrap it up.
That ain't no humdinger at all.
Get it in. That's a pretty ring, though.
Yeah, a pretty ring. Yeah. So Blair and S talking about Gabriel.
They gonna cut that part out and use it against me in my rap career. It's a pretty ring. This is the rapper you guys like that you want to vote for, and I don't know, in the hip hop election
podcast, People's Choice podcast. This is the rapper you guys like, you want to vote for president. Blair and S talking about Gabriel. Blair want to follow him, see what he up to.
Yeah,
she don't trust him. Now yeah. I like Blair in this episode.
See, I'll be trying to figure out what you're gonna feel. That's what I'll be watching. I'll be like, I bet Carl's like fucking with this. I'm telling you, like Blair's becoming cool again. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see the yard coming back. She's back because she was whack this whole season. Season's almost over.
She was being whack for sure.
She's about to go to NYU. I think that's gonna change her.
Yeah.
I think she's on her way to being like Queen Bee again.
Yeah. She knows something is off though. She's like
because
something
that dude
right.
is whack. You know. Yeah, and like she said it. The thing she said the most made sense to me is like, so she met you. I don't know if it's the same scene, but she was like. So this guy met you the day you got roofied, and you think that's a good thing?
Yeah, you think that's
tight? And he likes you. I'm like, you kind of got a point. Like, Serena is just a Looney Tune. Like, she is just like, she's like, it's fine, yeah, it's fine. You don't know. Blair, why are you trying to kill my happiness, kill my joy?
Why don't you think that I can make decisions for my own? Yeah. Why don't you think it's like, Serena, have you noticed that nobody wants you to make decisions for yourself because you make bad decisions, Serena?
You do stupid. Why are you so stupid?
Why you do that?
Poppy, you acting stupid.
Chuck and A is hooping. This shit
Is and they had the rap
hilarious.
Music playing in the background. Was like, yo, a hip hop town in New York. Poppy.
We at the Rucker Park.
Yeah.
Playing ball. Yeah. Shooting hoops. Chuck and Nate. Chuck had on, man, this fit had me rolling. Chuck had on a motherfucking velour suit with a polo with the collar pop with an ascot. Talk about. Oh, you're not very good today.
Yeah.
Now, if I had wrote this episode, I would have put in body doubles and had them like really like playing each other. Like I would have had like the professor put on the Chuck wig and been like doing all this and-one crazy shit. Because you notice what they kept doing. Every time they would shoot, it would cut to the basket.
It would go, I know you ain't make that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like a... He just got the same outfit on, but it's just like Earl Mandigo.
Yeah.
Like,
whenever you see people play basketball on TV and they're like really bad at it, it's so hard to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you know that shot's not going in.
Yeah, like that's when he threw it. Like he literally was like,
yeah.
Like, bro, so I don't even think Chuck where's the format?
Yeah, that shit was awful. But they talking about Blair. You know, you can tell the tension is building between them. Because now that Nate is officially back with Blair, Chuck, of course, still in love with her. He knows that Blair, you know, might still be in love with him.
Yeah, he know it.
It's a mess. It's a mess. They can't be friends.
Because Nate's trying to be cool with it, but he knows his friend. He knows Chuck is a deviant.
Yeah.
So he's like, man, I can't trust this dude. He gonna try to get back in there.
Oh, yeah. You know he is.
But at least I'm glad they just talked about it over a game of b-ball.
Yeah, a game of hoops.
In New York City.
In New York City, playing ball.
Yeah, I feel like if I was mayor of LA, they should put more basketball. Like, that is a cool thing about New York. There's basketball courts everywhere.
There's basketball courts here, too. Don't do that to my city,
they're
man.
Not everywhere. Like when you walk outside, you see a basketball court. If this studio was in New York, we would see a basketball court right when we walk outside.
That's not true. Also, it's a concrete jungle out there, okay? They have basketball courts everywhere. This city has parks, national parks and recs.
All right. I won't talk about
my city like that.
Okay.
All right, well, enough.
Anyway.
Enough. Stop the recording, Rochelle. Enough.
Man, let me tell you something. They got so much good pizza in here.
All right, listen. Pizza's good here. You never had Little Caesars at the Kmart?
No, I really don't understand like the pizza in New York.
It's fine. It's good. Sometimes.
Man, stop talking about my city like that.
So, Lily and Ruth talking to Gabriel and Serena. This shit is killing. They talking to Gabriel, and he talking his shit, looking like a good guy, like talking about, you know, sending wireless internet to Africans and stuff like that. I don't even remember him saying African, but then Serena said that later,
I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
Because, he's like, but you got to help the Africans.
And so the Africans can post on Gossip Girl. The Africans.
No, I feel like, did they set that up?
That shit didn't make
no sense to me.
But he was talking about something, wireless internet or something like that, in third world countries or
whatever. I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah, but then she made it. She said Africa. I was like, Africa is not a third world country.
She's stupid.
Yeah, she's dumb.
Serena's dumb.
Then he bails. He gotta leave.
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves, because she's like, you don't want to watch a movie with me and Rufus and Lily?
Yeah, I'm my mom. Fan.
And he was like, I would love to, but I gotta go work. Working doesn't stop. It just never hurts. And then she's like, yeah, but being with my family is also important. It's like, man, the dude gotta work. Now, I understand he probably got some of his sleeve, but goddamn. Like,
no, at that time, I was like, what? Especially going to a movie, that's like 2 hours. Like,
exactly.
I ain't got time to go to movies with you.
Yeah, for
real. And your family. Man, that's gonna be a whole day.
That's what made me go like, all right, shut up, Serena. Serena, this episode was a real... We're going to be shitting on Serena this whole episode, all right?
So get you Serena fans, get you a snack.
Get you a snack.
Get you some yogurt and some granola.
Yeah, get defensive.
You're going to take these hits right now.
Yeah, you got to get these lumps in. Because Serena, this episode, Serena is pissing me off.
But it was, that was weird. But then, you know, I was like, they showed pretty quickly that he was bullshit.
Yeah, and what I like, too... was that as soon as he leaves, Blair texts, your boyfriend dipped yet?
I know, that was so funny. Like, Blair's tight. Like, I feel like what I like about Blair is that she knows people. She knows how she can judge. She's a good judge. Like, she can judge the characters. You know,
she's standing outside when Chuck pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And he talking that shit.
Who are you spying on? Yeah, you got that look and you got that beret on.
And they dip down. Because Poppy pulls up and she sees them together. Boom. They still dealing with each other. That's what we learned last episode. So... Blair calls Serena, tell her what she saw. Gabriel sneaks up in her.
Mm-hmm.
I got something to tell you. And then it cuts to Blair and Nate. And then Blair is talking when she mentions Chuck. And Nate's like, Chuck?
Yeah.
What you been doing with Chuck?
Yeah, fuck Chuck.
Yeah, where was you at with Chuck? He don't trust Chuck at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you can't.
I thought he was tripping a little bit. I just felt unmotivated. I guess I was just like, when did you fall head over heels over Blair like that? Mm-hmm. But I guess that's what Blair, we'll get to that shit. We'll get to what happens later. But I just felt like, this was more Nate being like in his like ego bag.
Yeah, he's definitely using his ego bag this whole episode.
Yeah, because it's like, shit. You don't like Blair. This ain't about Blair. This is about you and Nate. You and Chuck, you just don't like that. He knows that, like, damn, he probably hit it better than me.
Yeah. He's like, man, this dude's evil. Evil guys always hit it better.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back.
Back to life. Back to reality.
Gossip Kings. Back to life. Back to the Gossip Kings.
Will you get those Patrick Sponge from my homegirl, Rochelle?
All right. Patrick Sponges, you won't take my sponge.
You won't take my sponge.
Hey, you won't take my sponge.
I got you Sweetest Greens. You like that? Because I got the Brutes Royal.
This one tastes different than what you normally...
Yeah, so this is what happens. So just so you know, when I usually go, I get two different juices, the ginger lemon and the green one, and I mix it together and it creates two juices. That's why I always have one for you.
Because
I'm technically not... I'm buying one juice. But today, I wanted my Roots Royal, and I can't split that, so I bought you the Swedish Greens.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, every time you see us with these juices, Lamar has bought me one. His own hard-earned money, doesn't ask for the money back. I owe him thousands of dollars worth of juice. Because this shit is expensive. We live in Los Angeles.
It is.
Juice is expensive in Los Angeles.
If I go broke, it's going to be because of moon juice.
Speaking of going broke, mm-hmm. Gabriel talking that shit.
I know. He's trying to get some money. He's trying to work. He's trying to network, whatever.
He's trying to network. He's doing everything. So he tells Serena the whole situation mm-hmm. with Poppy. Like, listen, Poppy,
do
mad.
Do you think he figured it out that she saw them?
Yeah.
Is that why he kind of came at her like that?
Maybe.
Or maybe he overheard her?
Overheard her. Yeah, it's not like he overheard her. But he comes in. He's like, listen, I'm sorry. Like, me and Poppy, we mm-hmm. still dealing with each other, but that's because she's going to take everything.
Mm-hmm.
She going to take it all.
Like, yeah, so it's like I got to kind of keep my contacts, you know what I mean?
But
like,
next week.
All I got. Because my dad, he works in tobacco. Yeah. I ain't trying to work in tobacco.
Nah.
You know what it's like working for tobacco?
I'm from North Carolina.
That's probably tobacco some bullshit, too, huh?
Tobacco Row? He probably ain't from North Carolina.
Yeah, he probably from, like, Hamptons or something.
The Hamptons. He's from, what if he grew up next, what are they going to find out later that he grew up right next door to them?
Probably.
Yeah, I believe it. Don't
when
spoil it.
Don't become like
me.
Evil like that. Too.
I know, man. What did she so this whole thing? We'll talk about this after.
Yeah.
But like this whole thing is making me feel like, oh, Poppy, have you had it out for Serena the whole time?
Yeah, like it's crazy.
Because remember how she was in the beginning? She was too nice, and nobody in this world is nice.
Yeah, like she was like, come hang with me, come do this.
Yeah. Leave Blair.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good point.
Get Blair out of here.
I don't know. It's a good point.
Get Blair the hell out of here. Get her out of here.
You know who's the one who calls it out first? Blair. So she probably knew.
She knew.
Blair's gonna be like the one who's gonna. That's what I was. Man, maybe.
Blair, and
I
then.
We're gonna get to.
I mean, of course, everybody watched the episode already. We'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he trying to say that he's done with Poppy,
mm-hmm.
and. She giving up. She trusting him.
Yeah,
because I'm breaking up with her as soon as the deal closed. I'm breaking up with her.
How she fall for this shit?
Yeah, because I'm also like trying to figure out what is their like. Was their goal to win? We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Vanessa and Dan at the coffee spot when Jenny walks in talking about the ring and mm-hmm. they all talking about how happy Ruth was and then he walk in on a bad phone call.
Yeah,
I bet this is for the gallery. That's what I put in my notes.
Yeah,
of course, I gotta stop doing this because I'll be writing notes like I'll be writing my thoughts at the time.
Yeah.
I'm like I bet this for the gallery. But of course. A couple scenes later, it's because of the gallery.
They set it up because that's why I was like in the beginning. He was like, "I got money," and I'm like, "Man,
Rufus,
my
ain't got no money."
Too. Yeah, yeah, it's gonna
Rufus
be
is
done.
Like that. The Humphreys are just like good times where every time you think you're getting out of the project, you ain't getting out of the project.
That would be so funny if I would have wrote this scene. And then after once he realized he lost all his money, if like JJ from Good Times came in, it's like.
Yeah.
Hey,
Dynamite.
Like,
damn,
sorry,
he did the Florida Evans. Damn. We ain't gonna never get out the hood.
Yeah. We're like, I'm never gonna go to Yale. Yeah. That would be so funny.
So, B is grilling Serena about Gabriel. And mm-hmm. she being a good friend, and Serena can't see it.
Yeah.
And then she bring up Chuck and Nate,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, this is what you mad about.
Yeah.
You mad because she got two homeboys.
Yeah.
She got a love triangle going on.
Yeah, you like, just mad because you went, it was like, but no, like, wait, I didn't get what she was saying. She's like, you mad because Chuck and Nate,
She ain't make no sense this whole fucking episode.
Yeah.
She pissing me off.
No, this was a scene where I was getting so mad at her because she was like, it's like, now she looking out for you. Now you just trying to throw shade on her shit.
That's it.
That's fucked up.
That's all she doing.
Also, Gabriel, he looks so untrustworthy. It's like,
dude.
It's like a fool could tell that this guy is full of shit.
Yeah.
That's why I felt like even Ruth being like, we don't get to it, but even Ruth being like, yo, my man, you think I can get a little slice
man,
of the pie?
This made me, oh my God, we gonna talk about that. Because I was like, Ruth, I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. Vanessa bring Ruth some coffee.
Uh-huh.
And he tells her there's no buyer for the law.
Yeah.
He figured this out. He might have to sell his catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess he still owns his master.
I know. Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Ain't that Roof owns his master.
He owns his master.
Now we learn. And he was like, turns out when I stopped touring to hang out with my family, that might have been the worst idea I could have made for my family. He was like, now we're not touring, our music ain't selling.
I thought that was a great message.
Yeah.
You know? So parents out there, don't give up your dreams for your kids.
Don't give up your dreams for your children, especially when they grown, when they older, when they teenagers can take care of themselves. When your kids are teenagers, they can take care of themselves. They will never resent you for leaving at that moment. If anything, they want freedom. They want freedom. They don't want you there. Leave them with their auntie.
Haven't you seen the movie Home Alone? He did great without his family.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's a little kid. I'm talking, when they, man, there was nothing more in the world that I wanted when I was 16 and my mom to go on a fucking tour. And I just be, you know, living my life every
day. Your mom's like, I'm going out to an SWV. I'll be back.
Yeah. My mom is Coco from SWV, for those who don't know. And I
what's that stand for? Quick.
Sisters with Voices.
Ooh. And you won't take it, so.
You won't take my soul. You won't take my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't shake my soul. But, like, at that time, I remember when I used to, like, get the house to myself for, like, a weekend or something like that. When my mom, like, oh, she's going to Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah.
I wasn't, because she knew she could trust me. I wasn't the type of dude to, like, throw a party or nothing like that. I wasn't going to do that. But once I got my license, oh, I was in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would drive to somebody else's party or something like that. I'd drive to the homie's house or something. We go play basketball at UCLA. I was doing, like, very responsible things. Like, I wasn't,
you
like.
You was out. Like, it's like you was living that life.
I was living a life. I was like, oh, I'm grown. Like, I think I'm grown. Because usually this is, I'm not, like, 16. I'm, like, 17. A little bit older, you know.
When you got your license at 17?
17 and a half I got my license. Because they had, like, changed the rules
Did you have a car or you had her car?
Her car.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I would drive my mom's car all the time.
And when my aunt went to New York, because she was from New York, when she would go back to New York, she would leave her car, and I was able to drive her car.
Yeah.
And
what kind of car she had?
Chevy Malibu.
Nice.
Yeah.
My mom had a PT Cruiser, so I was driving that shit. Yeah. I'd be like, beep, beep. Yo, get in the car, fellas.
My mom had a Ford Explorer, and my auntie had the Chevy Malibu. But I'd be whipping. Like, my mom would be like, I'm going to Vegas for the weekend or whatever. Like, be here. Make sure your brother gets to his dad's house safely, blah, blah, blah. Because that was the responsibility. So if I can handle those responsibilities, like taking care of my little brother.
Yeah.
Who's 10 years younger than me. So when I was 17, he's like 7. So, like, you know, getting him, picking him up from school, making sure he does his homework and stuff, making sure he eats everything. And then, like, dropping him off at his dad's house.
Right, right.
And then, like, I'm free for the weekend. And I'm not doing nothing crazy. I didn't want to have no party. I don't want
to.
I don't like to clean up.
I feel like they know, they have to know that, like, I'm going to let him get a little freedom.
Yeah.
She's probably like, it's like a test almost. Like, she's probably like, if I come back and the shit in Samuel, I ain't never doing shit again.
Yeah.
But if everything cool, then great.
Everything was great. Everything was great.
Yeah, but not great for Dan Humphrey.
Not great for Dan Humphrey.
And Lil J. And Vanessa's all in the mix, and she's listening hard, but really what she's thinking is like, yes.
Didn't she feel so shoehorned in this episode?
Yeah, because she had nothing. It's like, for a second, I thought they was about to get it in, Dan. Did you think that? Because that music was making it seem like
I talked about that. I was like, oh, wait, where are we at? We're going to get to that. Because we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Nate brings Chuck to his loft. Talking about, I wanted to show you this as a friend.
Yeah.
I'm about to buy this for me and Blair. Yeah, so I just want to show you as a friend.
Can you imagine if I did that? Like, hey, let me show you something. Remember that girl you used to date? Me and her, we about to move in together.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And
I wanted to see what you thought.
You could have told me this over the phone, homie.
Yeah. I was on Chuck's side, and that's why I was like, what? Yeah. You brought me here as a friend.
Why I didn't like this. I was like, I thought that was interesting, but I was like, this seems so out of character for Nate.
But then Nate, he showed his character. He showed his ass.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't bringing her as just a friend. He was like, man, stay away from my girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you out. I'm in. This is our apartment. Stay away from my girl.
I couldn't believe he said that to her. To Chuck.
Perfect time. Perfect timing.
Oh, that was great. I'll get that a little bell ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a hum digger right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I didn't think I was going to ring that bell today, but that was tight. He was like, excuse me.
It's Blair. I'm going to take this outside.
Yeah. I was like, Chuck, and they don't was do there. It to him, Chuck. Don't
oh man,
do it
only
to
thing
him.
That would have been, only thing that would have been better is if Chuck would be like, oh, by the way, I wanted to give you something. And he like reach in his jacket pocket and pull out an egg and smash it in his face.
Like he just had it, in the little, in the little handkerchief thing.
Yeah, he unwrapped it. Oh, I wanted to give you something, Chuck.
That would have been great. He's like, Blair, how's it going?
How's it going?
Talk to me.
No, I ain't doing nothing. I'm talking to this fucking asshole.
Oh my God. That was so great. That timing was perfect. And Nate looks like a hoe.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then she was like, this dude ain't right. This dude Gabriel ain't doing something wrong, and this poppy girl involved.
Yeah.
One last mission.
Let's go.
Like, all right.
Yeah,
and I was like, I like when they team up.
Yeah, yeah.
And be on their sneaky shit. That's my shit.
Yeah.
So
that was tight.
They at the party, Chuck pull up with Poppy. And she threatens to call off all the investors
because
he chooses Serena.
Yeah.
I'm choosing Serena. I'm going to be broke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was I can't believe for Serena fell for that shit.
She's like, oh, my God. He really
chose money.
Me.
He chose no money over me.
I was
lights are on.
But that's how you know Serena's whack, is like that she thinks somebody would actually do that for her.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I'm going to turn down all these millions of dollars. I'm finna go work on Tobacco Road with my dad. Serena, you going to move to North Carolina? Because you know she wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know she wouldn't move to North Carolina.
It'd be funny if I were to see it, it'd be like, dang, you turn that money away? He's like, yeah, I go back to the tobacco farm. And then the next day, he come in with the overalls on, and he chewing tobacco, and she's like, ew.
Yeah. Oh, you should have chose Poppy.
Should have given back with Poppy.
So Vanessa and Dan drinking something that clearly ain't beer.
I know. I was like, what is this? It was like ginger ale. Like, it was like Reed's ginger ale.
That shit was flat as a pancake. I could not believe that they came in here talking about this is some beer.
Yeah.
And you look at that bottle, it is clear as water.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I was like, what are they drinking? Then I thought, like, did they literally just get drunk over soda just now?
I never.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a hangover because he too much sugar.
That was weird. Like, the confession of her being like, I fucked Chuck was like, I guess I get why she had to tell him that, but it was also like, that shit had nothing to do with anything in the episode.
This shit was so shoehorned in. Her whole arc this episode was shoehorned in. She did not need to be there at all. But
that was funny.
Jenny and Ruth walking, and she give him some advice, and he's like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to take a leap. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Man, you know? Of course, you're taking advice from Jenny. You remember what happened with you and Jenny?
I know. It's like, I couldn't believe he took that. He was like, I think I'm gonna be me. Yeah, he walked away. But I guess she's kind of right. Like, he was kind of giving up real easily.
He was.
He was like, all right. But he should have been like, man, I wish he would have been like, if I wrote a scene, he would have been like, I'm going to take your advice, but just know, you ain't shit.
Yeah, you ain't shit, Jay. You proven that you ain't shit. You still 16. You've been 16 for 8 years.
Do we get to them about to have sex yet?
Not yet. Gabriel sucked in the party when Serena offers him to talk to the business people at the party.
So I'm
like, was this his goal the whole time? I knew some shit was popping with him. Like, that's why her name is Poppy, because she always got some shit popping.
Yeah.
And so I was like, she was like, you can talk to all the business people here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really? You do that for me?
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So Chuck walks up and talks to Gabriel. Like, Gabriel, martini's good.
That should have me rolling. Like, I like when Chuck gets in his rich man bag, where he'd be like, yeah. He has his own rich man swagger. Shit's weird.
Gabriel, martinis are great, Ryan. So, we never actually got to talk about what happened that night.
Yeah,
with Georgina.
I want to know about that. Why don't we chop it up and have a couple cocktails and gather?
Yeah. So then he gets the news.
Yeah.
So
Gabriel had his story all wrong.
Yeah.
He never even met Serena.
He don't remember Georgina. Yeah. So Nate and Blair about to hit the new apartment when Chuck gets some good info about the night with Gabriel.
Yeah.
Now Blair has got to choose.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? You gonna stay with Nate?
Gossip Girl came in quick. She had a little long speech on that one.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to write it down.
She was like, I wrote down some of it. Okay, Blair, are you going to have a Netflix night with Nate or Barrel with a Beast with Bass?
Barrel with the Beast, what the fuck?
I feel like Gossip Girl was in her bag. She was like, I'm not going to proofread this. Just going to put it out.
Gossip Girl got her composition book.
Yeah,
she be writing them shit down.
I'm about to hit them with this one, boy.
I'm about to hit their ass with this one.
I'm about to get it in. Because, you know, usually she keep it tight. She keeps her shit tight. But this time she was like running a little long. I'm like, all right, Gossip Girl, shut your ass up.
Goss, is it?
What are you saying there, was it, guys?
What are you saying there, Goss?
Let me tell you a little something about editing.
Cut it down.
Okay,
So Serena goes off on Chuck and Blair about meddling.
Yeah.
And then they about to go get at Georgina.
We're going to
figure it out with Georgina.
Yeah.
And so Vanessa tells,
I was happy to see Georgina back.
Kinda. She was, it felt fake.
No, that storyline, I mean, I wanted to see Harry the Spy again.
Yeah.
Like, she's a good actor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that she was like a Jesus freak, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. This episode was stupid.
Vanessa tells Dan the loft ain't selling.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Yale, when they both drunk off all that water that they drank.
I was like, there's something, I don't know if this is weird, but it's like, I was like, they about to hook up. But then it was like, there was something weird about the fact that, because she just said she hooked up with Chuck, that I feel like Dan wouldn't hook up with her.
Nah, he'd be scared that Chuck was going to hit it better.
Because he's evil.
Yeah.
Evil dudes got good dick.
Was remember when she first came back in the picture, she was trying to get it, Dan, right? Like, she was like...
Yeah, I feel like she kind of gave up on it, but I don't know, man. I was like... I don't know what they were... That's why I'm not feeling this episode, because I, like... It seemed like an opportunity to do that. Like, it seemed... I just feel like they didn't... She didn't know what she was playing.
Yeah.
Like, if I was directing this episode, I feel like Vanessa or Jessica Zohr would have been like, Lamar, can you come over here for a second? I don't know what I'm playing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's like... It was almost like she was playing, like, I'm about to confess this shit and also tell this motherfucker I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just turned into, like... You should be supportive of your dad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make any sense at all. I kind of started to fall off a little bit. I started to get a little hungry.
Yeah.
I started to put my protein up in the microwave.
Whether I should do mushrooms later.
So Ruth pulls Gabriel. It's like, Gabriel, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what?
I'm going to just break it down because I was like, it was so funny because it was like when earlier when it was Lily was at her bag. Yeah. She was like, say less. Say less. Talk to my people. I got you. Like, yeah. I bet Ruth probably was like, man, she ain't finna outshine me. Yeah, let me get the motherfucker. Let me get my shit. Gabriel. I got some cheese.
Can I talk to you about his shit? Man, because Gary, that nigga tall. Like, he tall as that. He's looking at Rufus like he's looking down.
Ruth,
like,
yeah, Rufus looking up to him like, come on, man, hook me up, man. Come on, Gary, let me in. Man, let me in. Bill Gates, Donald Trump, let me in now.
Let me in now. Bill Gates, Donald Trump, let me in now.
I couldn't believe Ruth.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a little theory I got. Watching this did make me be like, for the first time, you know, I've been shipping for Lily and Ruth, but this is the first time where I'm like, I'm not sure Lily's good for him.
No, he's too broke.
Like, he's starting to change in a way that I don't like, where he's like starting to like trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah. You seeing it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he remain a big part of the show? Man, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I want to know. I'm trying to figure it out. Because as this shit goes on, I'm like, man, what is this show? Like, it's so funny. Because, I mean, you have a show about teenagers, but you got to have the adults.
Yeah,
I kind of want to watch the new one and see, like, if they mention, like, whose parents in the new one.
Yeah, and, like, if they're connected at all. Yeah, I have no idea. We could do, like, a special episode where we watch the pilot or something and then talk about it and then go back to our shit.
Yeah. So Ruth tries to invest. He's like, hey, I want to invest, too. And Gabriel goes... That's cute, bro.
Yeah.
But we can talk about, you know, I can start you a savings account at the bank.
We can get you a CD or something like that.
You know, that rate is 1.5% every year. You know, you put $1,000 in there today, you can get $100 back in there.
You know, Wells Fargo, they're giving out lollipops when you open up an account.
He was like, don't patronize me.
I was like, oh, Ruby's about to hit this cat.
Yeah, he said, I don't appreciate being patronized. He's like, oh, man, come on, man. I wouldn't do that to you, man. Yeah. I wouldn't patronize. All right, what you want to do, Ruby? What you want to do? You want to give me some money?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll take your shit, man.
But then, like, I'm like, God damn. So Gabriel's like, he's like, man, I don't want to do this. This one made me know, like, he might be, he tricking everybody. He being criminal. But he also is like, like, you a nice guy. I'm about to rob these people.
I feel like this is just a theory. I don't know for sure. I honestly can't remember, but I kind of feel like this is all Poppy's idea. I feel like Gabriel's, if we're wondering who's the good one between those two, I mean, they're both bad, but I think Gabriel's going to be the one who gets, like, the conscience or something.
Oh, yeah, because, like, I'm looking at it now. Remember, Poppy is the one who got in Serena's circle and brought her around and all that type of shit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she definitely the bad one.
Yeah.
So Blair and Chuck wake up. They drove to whatever care. I thought she was in, like, a rehab center or something like that. They drove out there. They woke up. He says he's like stay in the car.
Yeah.
And then they go back into being and they, like, you know, you still love me.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah. And
but it's also good. Just both be spies. Like,
I know y'all could be two spies.
Yeah.
And then,
you spies
know,
like, visiting Harriet the spy.
Yeah. But yeah, he did kind of hit Blair with the, like, like, she had to think about it.
Yeah. So she stay in the car. He's like, you stay in the car. I'm going to go talk to her. So Serena tests Gabriel. They in the bed.
Was slick.
They just smashed. And Serena was like, yeah, I mean, you know, Georgina got that red hair. Yeah. He's like, hell yeah, I can't forget it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, red. Oh, Gabriel, you done fucked Gabriel, up.
And then Serena,
you
know, she got up and left too soon. So he knew. He knew that she knew at that point.
Yeah,
like, come on, Serena, you got to act a little bit better, your damn self.
I know. She should have at least, like, I get it, though, because if I was her, I would have been like, ew, this dude's crazy. Yeah, let me get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
Even though she should have figured that out.
So he failed a test.
Yeah.
They go and he look around. He goes, what is this place?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got a Christian t-shirts on.
Yeah,
see Georgina. He's like, this is a Christian camp.
Yeah.
Chuck like, bitch, you bullshit.
I know you're faking it for this. Yeah. Jesus. Dude, what do you think? You think she's faking it?
Of course. I know she's faking it.
Yeah.
There's no way that she's legitimately talking about, I'm saved, man. I prayed over everything that I did. Man, come on, man. Get out of here.
That shit was hilarious. Hey, that tied in with our religious conversation earlier.
Yeah, so Blair took off in a limo. He left her there.
Yeah.
And then he goes, she was like, you were with Blair?
Yeah, and that's how you know she's like.
Yeah, she's like, no, that shit's still in my head. I can't give it up.
Blair fucked her up. Remember, yeah, she put her in that camp.
She can't stand Blair.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I go into the city. It's my day off.
Yeah, why not?
That shit was funny. Because Chuck knows, like, man, you avoided prison time.
Yeah.
Like, or something. Like, you avoided going back to, like, some other type of juvenile hall camp.
Is that what it was? Like, basically, like, if I do this shit, then I can get out of this boot camp shit.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
She didn't want to go to the boot camp. Boot camp would have made it tough, though. Imagine her coming out of that boot camp with
that would have been tight. Yeah. And then she was just like hardcore.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm about to stab all of y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't no more manipulation. I'm coming at you with knives.
Yeah, I'm coming in hard. Yeah, like that would have been tight.
So Poppy pulls up to the hotel with Gabriel.
Yeah.
And they sitting there working and shit. Like, and then Gabriel's like, you fucked me up. I didn't even know, like, that place Butter was closed.
Yeah, yeah. What, like, the fuck is Butter
what the fuck
anyway?
Is Butter? I don't even know what Butter is. You talking about Butter?
That made me laugh.
Like, yeah, we see that they in cahoots.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, we knew that they was in cahoots, but
now
we really
it's like
see,
all
like,
in the open. All in and the open, like, yeah. The plan's falling apart.
Yeah.
They can feel it. Serene called him. Like,
she called and left a voicemail that quick. Like, hey, I'm coming back to your hotel. I need to talk to you about something. He's like, quick, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the fucking the door knocked.
Yeah.
And they think it's Serena. And goes, oh, did you forget something? It's fucking Rufus. But it's not, and then it's not even a humdinger to me. It's not even a humdinger.
Really,
it's
I just it went ring.
Bro, this shit made me so sad, bro, because he answered, he's like, I just wanted to deliver you my check myself in a dirty ass envelope.
I know. He's like, yeah, you know, he's like rubbing smut off of it.
Yeah, it's like, I had
it fell on the floor a couple times in the subway.
It's my check, man. It's my check. This is everything I got, man.
That shit was heartbreaking because it's like, no, Rufus, don't.
Please don't.
I'll tell you what, Rufus going to beat that dude's ass when he find out what happened.
I hope so. But I'm looking at Gabriel's eyes when he sees it. He's just like, come on, Rufus, don't do this. So here's what I'm hoping for with that situation. We'll come back to it. Rufus pulls up to the check. Jenny brings the engagement ring.
Yeah.
The Humphreys have a sweet moment. And Rufus thinks all the problems.
We want you to get married. Yeah, and he's like, I'm getting money. Mm-hmm. I got to connect. He's like, it's all good. I got this connect.
I got to connect. We about to be on.
His name's Gabriel. He's named after the angel.
Think that's going to happen. Here's what I'm hoping that happens.
Right.
When all this shit hits the fan, probably in the season finale coming up or whatever, like, I'm hoping that Gabriel found it in his heart to, like, drop that check back off the roof.
Oh.
Before he dips out or something. Because I know they're going to get caught.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Don't answer it. I just hope he does.
I hope that happens. Also, I hope Rufus goes crazy.
and tries to kill Gabriel.
Yeah, because Gabriel's... I don't like that shit. I'm realizing scamming is a weak-ass criminal thing. I don't like that shit. I don't like the scamming vibes.
Scamming is a weak-ass thing. If you out here scamming and you're preying on unsuspecting people.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of weak-ass crimes.
Yeah.
But when you're doing something like that, like, if you're robbing people at gunpoint, that's bad, too.
Yeah.
Because it's just cowardly.
Yeah.
But scamming is, like, extremely just, like, you're just low.
It's just slimy.
You're a slime ball. You're a scumbag. If you scam, especially, like, old people who don't really know shit, and you're just, like, robbing them of they, like, you're scum. You're lower than low. You're dirt.
You're worms. You're food. You're rat food.
And whenever you see your rat food. And whenever you see dirt in your house, grab your Patrick sponges and clean them up.
Clean it up.
You won't take my sponge. 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 Yeah. Now, that's the end of the episode.
All right. Oh, wait. Did we talk about my shit? They show shade to Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah. They was like, they threw shade a couple times politically. Like,
yeah.
They threw shade to George Bush.
Oh, they did. Because we're now fully in Obama era now.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, they were talking about the recession.
Yeah, yeah.
Blair was like, I can't believe you're about to make me meet Georgina with Nancy Pelosi here. Yeah. And then Dan, when he was laying on the ground after they had drank all that water and those.
Yeah.
Like,
that was ridiculous.
They was like, oh, because of some idiot president that we just had for a long time. It's like, damn, man, get that my boy George Bush. George W.
You know
we from the South.
You know he be painting now.
Yeah, he be painting pictures.
He's like,
dogs
all we
and
got.
Shit.
No, it's great. But they did, you know, I'm glad they brought that up because people try to blame Obama for that shit, but he did that shit.
Yeah, George Bush definitely.
That was a rough time. That affected me because I just graduated college right when that happened.
It didn't affect me.
I couldn't get no job.
I had just graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at Rite Aid.
Yeah. And yeah, you worked at Rite Aid too?
I worked at Rite Aid, yeah. Rite Aid and Hollywood Video.
I feel like we had the same life.
You worked at Rite Aid?
Yeah, I worked at Eckerd's.
Oh, Eckerd's,
That's Rite Aid, right?
That's crazy. You ever work at a drugstore, Rochelle? Mm-mm. Well, get you a job at a drugstore.
Yeah. Do you need to sign your paperwork so you can work?
Yeah.
All right, let's do these ratings because I thought my mind would change after we talked about it, but it didn't. So I get this. I'll give this shit a 2X. 2XXLs. I hated this episode. I really did. Because I feel like, you know what I feel like? Gabriel and Poppy, to me, like, the show just took a complete turn, like, from the whole season. Like, it just is like, now this character, this close to the end of the season, is just about this guy, this scammer guy.
But it kind of did that same shit last year with the Duke.
They did, yeah. Maybe that's what they do.
They always introduce somebody at the end of the season.
Yeah, and then it gets, like, humdingery.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we're about to enter. We got two more episodes this season. And we're about to enter into season 3. Can you believe we've been doing the show?
I know. It didn't feel that we've like been doing that long.
Yeah. We're about to enter into season 3.
We've been doing it every week.
And you know it's finna be, you know we finna have to suffer through 10 episodes of bullshit.
It's gonna be like, nah. It's gonna be like, Gabriel. What do you mean? Like
Gabriel. Get that fool. Gabriel, kidnap that fool.
But yeah, like Poppy, that does make me wonder though if Poppy's whole plan this whole time was this.
Yeah, she was like, let's infiltrate Serena's world.
I think we're going to find out in this next episode. I'm
curious. I think so too.
So I'm going to get it 2XLs because it just wasn't interesting at any point. And I think Rufus was being, I didn't like the way Rufus was. I felt bad for Rufus. I didn't like that.
I feel bad for him. So that's XOXO.
XOXO.
I'm going to score a little bit.
That hurts to do it that low.
I'm going to score a little bit higher than you and give it 2.67 XOXO.
Okay.
Because I did think it was some humdingerish moments, you know?
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO. Rochelle, what do you give? You watched it?
I watched it while cleaning my room.
With the Patrick sponge? You won't take my sponge. You won't take
my... it gave me a good company, and I will give it a 3.
Okay.
So all right. XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Man, I forgot to do the news.
Ratings. You didn't do no news today? We don't have no news?
Nah, I forgot to look it up.
That's fine. We don't need news every time. I got some news for your ass, though. Go to CNN.com. Go to the search bar and type in these motherfucking nuts. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.